Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. This morning, I had a physical therapy session at 8 a.m. When it was over, coffee was on my mind, so I stopped on the way home and picked up an egg McMuffin and a medium coffee. Not as good as my own brew, but it tastes good, and the remains share my desktop this morning as I write. A lovely day outside my office window, and I hope you are noticing its beauty and blessing as you have your coffee of the day. Psalm 90, verse 12. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. We need God to help us realize our days are limited, so that we will grow in the wisdom of how we use this precious, valued time. Are we gaining wisdom in living our lives in a way that allows God to lead? Time. The subject for today. On our 50th anniversary, George gave me a watch. No ordinary watch. A Dick Tracy watch. Now, if you are younger than 50, you likely have no idea what I'm talking about. Tracy was a comics character. He was a detective, and one of his tools was a two-way radio watch. When I was a child, everyone wanted a Dick Tracy watch. Of course, it was all pretend, because no one was ever going to be able to talk to someone on a watch, for Pete's sake. Eat those words. I am now the proud owner of a Dick Tracy watch, now referred to as an iWatch. It seems there is nothing about your life that this watch cannot keep track of and produce data to prove it instantaneously. And on top of all that, and types of communication are available, phone calls, messages, email, shopping, music, exercise plans, heart rate, and believe it or not, a guide to breathing. We folks are obsessed with time. Coincidentally, I was recently introduced to a book titled The Timekeeper. The main character is Dor, who lived in ancient times, and was the first person to begin thinking about the passing of time. He watched shadows and marked them with a stick and stones. He watched the night sky and noticed the repeated changes in the moon's shape and marked the pattern with stones. There was no number system or writing, just his tools of sticks and stones. Dor was obsessed with nature's changes and patterns and spent most of his time investigating ways to mark off time rather than relishing the beauty around him and the love he shared with his wife and children. So, to teach him the preciousness of time, he becomes Father Time and begins a life in the confines of a cave existing in time, but not experiencing it. Other characters in the story were set in present day. A teenage girl, Sarah, wants to end her life because the pain and disappointment of living is too great. She chooses to cut her life short rather than see the positive impact her life can have. What happiness lies in its wake? What gifts lie ahead of her? Victor, an elderly man, wants more time. He doesn't want to die and uses his wealth to try to find a way to beat death. Yet in doing so, he risks missing out on the joy and happiness waiting for him if he will just take time to love and be loved and trust God's wisdom in his life. Do you see yourself in any of these characters? I see a bit of each as I reflect on my life. The world we live in today is obsessed with the passage of time. We rush about getting things done, and the more we rush, the more stressed we become, and the further and further away from the gift of time we become. The precious moments rush by without our notice. After reading the book, I was struck by how much time humanity has put into time and time pieces to keep us informed of time. We have gone from the human species that followed the sunrise in the morning for hunting and foraging, and the moon's appearance for rest as the skies darkened, to a people who feared what they didn't understand and only had the repetitious pattern to reassure them, to our day, where people explain the physics of time. To measure time, we've gone from sundial and water clocks to mechanical timepieces to atomic world clocks. Apparently, we have been obsessed by wanting to control time, and in doing so, have become slaves of time. On October 27, 2018, my regard for time changed profoundly. Frankly, I never gave it much thought except in regard to getting this, that, and the other done on time and in time. I was relatively neutral on the subject. Years of marriage, family birthdays, vacations, doctor's appointments, work obligations, all marked on one calendar or another. Time was a way to organize life. But on that day, I became acutely aware of numbering my days. Cancer will do that to you. My doctor kept saying treatment is an effort to improve the quality of life and possibly extend it. As the days followed, I found myself and my family and friends cherishing our moments. And I began to see the joy and presence of God in nature and people around me in an intentional way I had been missing. When you think you have only months to live, well, I at least realize how very precious time is. After all, time, any amount of time, is a gift from God. I personally think that the intention of God in creating all the beauty in nature and mankind to live in was for us to enjoy all the gifts God is willing to offer. Beauty, peace, His love, and the deep abiding knowledge that God is God and He can be trusted. All those gifts are here now, and we have been given time to relish them. A taste of heaven here and now. But there's a but. For the last 12 months, I have been doing very well on new chemo medicine. My quality of life is clearly a 10. The Lord has reminded me in reading this book and the new watch that I have in recent months lost the joy of the precious moments and begun to become consumed once again with the checklist of life. It slipped up on me, as I think it does for all of us when life is running fairly smoothly. He has reset me, so to speak. Wake up, Anne. You are missing out on the joy of the precious moments of your numbered days. Remember, nothing you do is as important as what you do for me, your Lord. As we close today, I would like to read a prayer that I came across in my preparation and speak so clearly to the blessing of time. I wanted to share it with you this morning. Please join me. O Lord, I do need you to teach me to number my days. I can so easily live my life as if it will go on forever. And in a sense, it will, of course. But I don't want to waste one moment of my life in this age. I want to experience all that life has to offer, and to offer all that I am to you. So teach me, Lord, to number my days, so that I might grow in wisdom, so that I might live each day in the best possible way. To you be all the glory. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.